Welcome to the Connected for Real podcast. I'm Revetzin Batren Grossman, a marriage coach for women in business. And my mission is to bring God's presence into your life, into your marriage, and into your business. Let's get started. And we are live. Welcome everyone to the Connected for Real podcast. I'm Revetzin Batren Grossman. I'm a marriage coach for women in business. And that's very niched on purpose because your marriage and your business can pull you apart, but really I want them to be aligned and work together. So that's what I do. And today with me on my podcast is Nechama Sara. Please introduce yourself and tell everyone what you're all about. And then we'll get right into our topic today, which is actually really interesting, clothing and God. And I'm going to tell you a little bit more about that after you introduce yourself. So go ahead, introduce yourself.
Okay. First, thank you for inviting me to this exciting conversation, because this is my favorite thing to do, is to talk about my personal Torah that I brought into the world through the help of Hashem, of course. And I wrote a book many years ago called The 12 Dimensions of Israel. And I developed a movement theory from that, movement therapy from that book. And it really has to do with connecting the soul and the body and redefining ourselves as we approach the Geula consciousness, as we're evolving in Geula consciousness. We have to redefine who we are and what it is to have a body now, and how are we evolving towards a more enlightenment beings. So I teach very small groups of women. We go very deeply into our personal shift with the paradigms that are brought forth in the book, all based on the Sefer Yetzirah, the Arizal, all sources. And I wanted to develop something that was just totally purely a Jewish source. And it's very, very effective. So that's my main passion right now. I've written a couple of books, and I'm coming out with a couple more books. And I write, I paint, I do harp music. Yeah. And when my first book, I went to each of the, after I did a lot of research, I went to the Nachalot of each tribe and sat on the land and meditated and came up with healing tunes for each of the tribes who were connected, each of the 12 major Avarim, which are limbs and organs of the body. So it's a whole gestalt of many modes to help us evolve into who we are meant to be. How are we?
Wow. Okay. So for people who don't speak Hebrew or maybe don't understand, can you give us a little overview of what you just said in, a sentence or two?
Okay, so basically, I've been blessed with bringing into the world a very purely Jewish-based, Kabbalistic, Hasidic-based healing mode based on this, as I said, some of the sources. And it's about redefining our bodies and our souls. Back in Gan Eden, we had a levush of or with an aleph. Or with the aleph in Hebrew is light. We were light bodies. We were all energy. We didn't have any self-consciousness. We were just aware of that we were created by Hashem. We had this incredible relationship with Hashem. We had a lot of tikkunim to do. It's a very complicated story. But we were bodies of light. There was no separation between body and soul. We were eternal. What happened is when we ate from the Eitz HaDaas Tov V'Ra, the Aleph, in which is really a very high letter in the Hebrew alphabet, it really indicates Hashem, Echad, Ava, oneness, love. We were just enclosed in light and love and oneness. That was our Mareket. That was our system of consciousness. We saw Hashem Eino Milavado. There's nothing but Hashem. We were enclosed in that awareness. And then when we ate from the Eitz HaDaas Tov V'Ra, which is a very long story. I mean, there's many books written about what really happened. But the Kitzur, in short, we were given the gift of free choice. That was the price we had to pay for all we've been going through, is we have free choice. Okay. And as a result from eating from the tree of knowledge of good and bad, our clothing changed from the or, like the light with an aleph, the letter aleph, to or with the letter ayin. Okay, and so that or is the skin we have. It's kind of connected with the nachash, the snake. It's like a very complicated story, but we became entwined in a whole different clothing, and it changed our consciousness. We became aware of ourselves as separate, and the numerical value of Aleph is one. It's like everything's one, that awareness of Hashem's oneness. This is where we're all going to be evolving to. All of humanity is going to be evolving to this consciousness after we work through these crazy tikkunim, these rectifications, and these struggles that mankind is going through now, humankind. But as a result of eating from the tree of knowledge of good and bad, the ayin, it's the same pronunciation, but it's now 70, and there's 70 archetypical nations in the world. So there was this really broken downness of all these different variations of, which result in different perceptions and consciousnesses of what the world's about, with if there's a God, what kind of God, all these different fragmented consciousnesses we're dealing with. And also as a result, because we acquired this kind of lower level clothing, not to diminish the beauty of our bodies, not to diminish the beauty of life. And that's the process we were given, right? So as a result, there was a disconnection between soul and body, soul and clothing, right? And so that meant death. That's when death came about, when there's a disconnection between soul and body. But in essence, we are soul. Okay. So what happens when we, God forbid, are not well? There's a different degrees of separation of soul and body. And so what my work does, we go through the specific Avarim, which are translated as limbs and organs. Each month, each tribe is connected to a tribe, which is connected to a limb, which is, or an organ. In the winter months, it's more internal organs. And each aver, which is one, a limb or an organ, is connected to a different chush, which means a sense, not the, you know, five senses we're used to. But for instance, the right leg is connected to speech. Like, what's that about? How does the right leg connect to speech? Well, I do all these movements to cultivate that dimension in ourselves to help bring the soul back into the body to heal. Like, I've had clients come, you know, they had really pain in their leg, and I work through the things that they weren't walking their talk, they weren't connected with their soul in this world. So we have to like find these connections again, and that's the healing. And it's been an incredible effective therapy, and it's fun, exciting, it's deep, it takes courage to face things in ourselves. And so I have three special groups of women who are willing to do the work and have been with me for a long time. It's very, very exciting. And I'm coming out with a book more explaining the actual therapy to go with the 12 Dimensions book, Bezat Hashem. So this is basically my main focus now, is working with reconnecting the soul and the body. And Bezat Hashem, as a result, coming into eternal life again, we're evolving. How that's going to exactly play out, Bezat Hashem, you know, we'll still be in our bodies and when the Mashiach comes. But whatever happens, like Adar is connected with a laughter, you know. Actually, there's two Adars. It's a little more complicated than that. But what's the laughter? Like, one of the laughters when things are just beyond our realm of consciousness. And the real ultimate laughter is when Tchiyat HaMetim, we come back. You know, all the griefing and all the tragedy, not to underplay the pain, and we have to go... We're going through that. We have to be real with our feelings and everything. But ultimately, there's every day we pray, Baruch Atah Hashem, blessed are you Hashem, Tachiyat HaMetim, that you are reviving the dead. Like, there is going to be a new healthy connection being made. And how that's exactly going to look, we don't know. But we do know that, you know, when we have to transition from this world, we're just really changing clothes. We're going to a higher, we're still the soul. The more we evolve with our learning, Pnimius, you know, inner Torah, Kabbalah, Hasidut, we are becoming more soul-centered, and we define ourselves more as a soul in this body, and trying to make that deeper connection. And as many of the Gaonim of this generation have said, that the body is going to be on a higher level than the soul. Right now, the body is more hiding the soul, but it's going to be more of an expression of the soul. And that's what the work is about, is how can my being be more of an expression of my soul, and rather than hiding it? And then as the soul penetrates more deeply into the body, that's where the healing, that's where the shifts are taking place, to have, you know, the proper clothing. So most of the time we kind of cover ourselves, we hide ourselves. Hopefully we find clothes that express ourselves in a way that's dignified, that we keep our malchut, we keep our queenship as Benot Yisrael, as daughters of Yisrael, as the queen to the king. And it's really important to feel that dignity as we dress every day, you know, to like, you know, it's really important how we feel about ourselves. And on Purim, which is coming in what, 6 weeks or so, 7 weeks, that's the time when we can really let loose and let different things in our soul that we don't always expose come out, you know, like dress who we've been hiding.
I love that. You know, every year for Purim, I dress up as a princess, as the daughter of the king. And I put on a crown and a pretty dress, and you know, and I walk around and people are like, "What did you dress as?" And I'm like, "The daughter of the king," like in my actual essence, right? And it stuck. I did it 1 year. It felt really good. And I was like, well, it's one day where I can actually be myself. So there we go. And it's just really beautiful to see that. Oh, I love it. I love what you're talking about, because, you know, when I was designing the podcast for this year, I wanted the four pillars that, you know, those are the four pillars that I put together, because marriage and business are just two parts that have to work together. But if you don't have God at the core, then you can't unite those two parts, right? You feel very separated. And if you don't focus on yourself as the container of all that, then also you could burn out and just feel terrible about doing and being and not really allowing all that to be contained and expanded, and, you know, that receptiveness that we have the ability to create within us. So I had my four pillars: God, marriage, business, you. And when I picked the topic clothing, it was very easy to get stylists or people who are into clothing and how your clothing affects your marriage, how your clothing affects your business, how your clothing affects the way that you interact with the world. But then getting somebody to talk about clothing and God, like, wait, what does that even mean? Right. So I'm really excited that I found you, because this is your topic. Like, it's almost like, you know, God orchestrated everything just so that you can come and speak about it, because it's beyond the physical clothing that we wear. And it's about who we are as different layers. Right. So I love how you explain that oneness and the fragments. How do we go back to that oneness? How do we bring all the parts of ourselves to align so that we can really become light and continue that journey that we're on to bring God's light into this world?
Right. That's so interesting. This ties in with what I was thinking actually yesterday about Purim. Like, I decided I'm usually like a princess too, but I was thinking I want to be the Yechida. Okay, so I'm going to explain what Yechida is, right? Yechida is the highest level of our soul. That's really the consciousness that we're all one. Even all humanity, we're one big organism. In comparison to, or in relationship to the world, Israel, like the Zohar says, we're considered like the heart or the brain of the world. We're like a real vital organ, as we can see playing out in the world, like everything's focused on this vital organ that we hopefully will be matzliach to keep pulsating and enlivening humanity, b'zat Hashem. So the Yechida level of the soul is just reminds me of my life during the 60s and 70s, and how everything's one, and world peace, and, you know, and that still hasn't left me. I'm finding a new avenue in it. you know, but I thought maybe I'll try to be the yechidah level of my soul, because that's the part that is beyond, above all of this painful things where we don't have to talk about it. We all know enough about it. And just go to that place, like, you know, ultimately we're all one. Like, let's just like, just throw away, take off this clothing with the guns, all this klipa. It's like the extraneous peels of you know, sourced in the Ra. That's the things that hide God in the world. Hopefully we're going to be shedding that as a humanity, as humankind, humankindness will be shedding that. Yeah. And then that the yechidah level is really the essence of who we all are, but we have to go through the paradigms of the Torah to deal with, you know, light over darkness, a whole milchama that we're, you know, which is basically light over darkness, you know. And so it's interesting. I received two things on my WhatsApp yesterday. One was a beautiful letter from a soldier, like just the heart of Israel and his gratitudes for our prayers and his whole worldview. This young soldier was so beyond. This letter was incredible, and I felt really like the real Israel, Panemius, like who I am. And then there was this other WhatsApp a friend sent, that there was in Haifa a group of about 200 people, and the musician Matasiah, who had Muslims and Israelis, you know, Jews, singing this what beautiful, like, uniting song together. It's parts where he had Arabic, parts that he had Hebrew, like, it was like my old 60s, 70s, like, dream thing. And that's like, yeah, it's both. The yechidah level is really the ultimate. When we have to go with the guidance of the Torah to get there. And so on Purim, at least, I just want to be yechidah and just like embrace and just be able to feel free to love and feel free to have compassion on such nebek souls in the world that need enlightenment, you know. So all of this, so this is the yechidah level that I want to really be. I can cry when I think of it, when I see what's going on in the world. But at the same time, you know, Baruch Hashem, Hashem put me in this body as a Jewess, and I am a hayelet, like I'm a soldier in my teaching, in my prayers. And I really believe, like the Arizal, I love the Arizal stories. I used to live in Sfat, where one time Erev Shabbat, he said to his little hevra of students, he said, it was like 2 hours before Shabbat. He says, "We're going to Jerusalem for Shabbat." And they go, "What? How?" You know, they started, you know, like, "I got to maybe tell my wife." Like, and he said, "Because you doubted, we could have brought Mashiach right now." Like, it doesn't take a lot of people. It takes a real shift in consciousness of a few of us to start the domino effect. And that's Mashiach. And Mashiach is the yechidah. Each one of us has a spark of Mashiach in the yechidah level of the soul. And that's like, that's what I'm trying to, in my work, ultimately poke and open and make it grow. And within the confines of what we are in right now in the present levush we have.
Right. In the present garment. I love that. I think of it as a vessel, right? So I'm really interested. How are you going to be Yechida in body? Are you going to wear a certain color? Are you going to do something to express?
Like, white and silver come to me for some reason. I don't know if this is actually what I'm going to be actually entering for, but this is the thoughts that are coming through me. Just like, yeah, it's a good question. I haven't really brought it down into details yet, but that's kind of like, I think we are all yearning to be that, I think in the deepest way. And some of us are more covered under the levushim of the clothing of this world that we had to, our armor we had to go to raise the sparks in the darkness. And we're like treasure hunters, and we're here, and we have to have this armor. But like, ultimately, we're mamish, or a portion of Hashem, mamish. The Tanya talks about it. That's who we really are, you know. And we're Hashem's partner, you know. And so, like, our relationship with Hashem is evolving from, like, a child to a father. And the Geula relationship is the love relationship. So how does that look? How do we dress as Hashem's lover as opposed to his daughter? You know, just trying to imagine who we are in that ultimate role of co-creating with Hashem, you know, as a kala, and dressed as Hashem's kala. That could also be part of Yechidah, you know?
Maybe you're getting dressed as a bride with some silver sparkles. One of the coolest things I just thought of, but I don't know if you could pull it off technically, is a hoverboard. A hoverboard, like a board that hovers above ground. It would be a little hard to ride, you know.
No, I'm not good with little things moving under my feet.
Exactly. But the way that you kept pointing up and, you know, being like, it's above us. Yechidah is above all of the different parts, right? So it's like, wouldn't it be cool if there was a way to hover, you know, so that this white, sparkly, silvery thing was above ground? That would be just so cool. I actually met some teenagers who used hoverboards to play things like Aladdin or whatever, you know, like they put a rug over the board so that it looked like they were hovering above ground on a rug. So, you know, technically it's definitely doable, definitely not an art age and stage of life, but it's just a cool concept to think about.
Right.
Hey, before we continue the episode, I want to ask you something. Are you ready to get answers from God directly? Feel more in love with your husband and more supported than ever? Run the business of your dreams without having to sacrifice any other part of your life? That is exactly what my one-on-one private coaching is for, and I want to invite you, just you and me, for a free deep dive discovery call. This is a 60-minute free call where I ask you lots of questions and we extract the three main things that are holding you back. I then put together a personalized plan for you where I create a roadmap of recommendations with practical steps. The call is free and so valuable in itself, so go book yours today. Now, back to the show.
Also, there's like, you know, there's different ways of understanding these higher levels of our soul and how we go to them. I mean, like also in the depths of our heart, when we peel away all the klipas of all the thousands of years of our history and all the lifetimes we've gone through, and just like going deep inside. That's also kind of what I'm doing. This month is Rishon, the first Adar, because it's an impregnated year. And according to Rabbi Levi Yitzchak of Berdichev, it's a tribe to the tribe of Levi. And Levi was encamped in the middle of all the other tribes, and he's like the heart. So this is really a great month to be able to go deeper and deeper and into the layers of the heart and just until we kind of leave all of the details of the story of our lifetime, which are all sacred. They're in each are a sacred Torah. All our stories are, the more we correlate what we're going through with the paradigms of the Torah, then like we can be freed of the contractions of being in the story in any negative way. And we can just see it as a means to coming to our Yechidah.
Yeah. So going inwards, this is a good time to go inwards. So we're recording in Adar, but actually the podcast drops in July, which is the month of Sivan, like Tammuz, basically end of Sivan, beginning of Tammuz. So it's just really interesting that people are going to be hearing it at different times. You can find us anytime on YouTube or on the podcast or, you know, Facebook. That's the fun of being online, that anybody can find us anywhere. So I want to hear a little bit of practical things. What can a person do? They're listening to this podcast going, oh my gosh, this lady is amazing. This conversation is so high. You know, we're talking like real up there hover stuff, right? Above the head. What can a person do to connect to that right now in this moment?
Okay. So yeah. So it sounds very high, but it's all grounded in the body. That's the whole thing. You know, we're not stuck in the head. That's the whole idea. Like in Gullis, everything is in the head. We understand everything from the head. We receive wisdom from the head, but the wisdom, and I just want to quote something beautiful that I was learning with my Havruta. This is a book, the Peirush on the Arizal. It's Pitkei Sharim. And he says, and it's like, it's becoming more and more like, you know, Hashem has things bounce out to you when you're ready to hear him. But it's throughout all of our Hazal, this connection. So he says here, so the Inyan, the idea is that the soul, mitlaveshit, encloses itself, bekol ha'evarim, in all of the avarim, which we said were limbs and organs, the nistam aura, and it's like kind of holds in, it shuts in this light, al yadei ha'evarim, according to that particular limb or organ. It's like, it's specific what light each one is holding. Shehem ha'kelim ha'gavilim, they are the bounded vessels, and they bound the ore of the neshama, and they bound the light of the soul, that this light, this specific light to my right arm, my specific light to my right leg, or to my stomach, or to my liver, only this light is revealed according to the pa'olot, like the activities of the kelim levat, of like what I do with that. Consciously, what I do, how I activate my liver, which is what I do with the therapy, or how I activate by bringing these higher pininess inner torus into it. I move and I talk. It's not an exercise class. In the beginning, we move and we talk. We integrate the higher, what I call the higher feminine, into the lower feminine, into the body, and then we're able to allow ourselves to listen to the messages specific to that part of the body. It's like, so it's very grounding. So I'm going to give you like the most grounding one, starting off with, you know, Nisan is coming in 2 months. Is, you know, Nisan is the tribe of Yehuda. He's the leading tribe. So within us, it's the queen inside of ourselves. Or if you're a man, it's the king inside yourself. And it's connected to the right leg. And I do a whole movement with the right leg once I infiltrate with a lot of, you know, wisdom about what the right leg is about. But the chush is dibur, speech. So usually we use our speech like, you know, how much are the eggs in the market, and da da da. But this is the speech of the soul. So we have to do a movement. We have to really listen inside. And as we move our right leg and listen, what is our soul purpose now in the world? Like that's really like the Yehuda. It takes a while. It's like we're exercising on a whole different level, the different avarim, the limbs and organs of our body in a new way. So it takes time. We're not used to it. We're just used to, like, you know, using our stomach to digest our food and using the liver to, like, you know, feel these energies and maybe our anger, which we have to elevate. And like, what's that about? How do we elevate the liver's energy? You know, all these things are for our health. It's very, very organically practical. It's not up there. Just when I talk about Yehuda, that's, you know, we eventually have more of that consciousness once we transition to this levush of light, back to the levush of light. So I do a weekly class and just going in much more deeply into like really getting clear. That's the key to health, is knowing why your soul is here. Like that's the reference point. When a person knows why they're here, everything, all the other limbs and organs just can be harmonized with it, you know, with that knowledge. But, you know, sometimes we can have talk therapy and think about what should I do, but like sometimes there's something so deep that wants to be expressed and only we have the answers. So it's really important that we honor the wisdom that Hashem is giving to us through each particular aver, you know, part of our body. So it's really opening up by a whole new deep communication with Hashem, you know. I think it's this parsha. It says, you know, make me a mishkan and I will dwell within you. Our mishkan is our body. And he wants to dwell within us. He wants us to listen to what we need to hear. Hashem has all these ways of communicating with us. So how is Hashem communicating to me through my right leg now? How is Hashem communicating to me now through my stomach and giving me wisdom of what I should take in? Not only food-wise, what's food, which is a whole tikkun yas from Beit Hadash, from the tree of knowledge of that we ate from, huge tikkun for all of us, huge rectification for all of us. And also we all struggle how much we should look at the news rather than read Tehillim or like, you know, that balance, all this. And it's like the body has all of the answers because Hashem is dwelling in us. That's what it means to make our mishkan.
I love that. Okay, so let's get even more practical. One of my values is to be up there, connected, but also for real. And that's why my business is called Connected for Real, because I'm very much here and there, right? So we talked a lot about the connection and the higher levels of, you know, we are a soul, we're here to transform this physical body into a light body. We're really into finding our purpose and leaning into it, and all the different parts of our bodies, as you know, as fragmented as we think they are, right hand, left hand, right leg, left leg, you know, different parts of the organs, they are all part of this oneness, and God is, you know, dwelling in all of them. So we want to get that into all the different cells and parts, right? And I love that. And I love how you say, like, you know, we have to question, what are we consuming, not only physically, but also emotionally and spiritually, the different parts of everything that we're living through is just phenomenal. Let's get even more practical. What's an exercise that a person listening right now can do to get a little bit more connected to their body, a little bit more grounded into bringing this light into all the different parts of themselves, so it really absorbs into every part.
I mean, it's like, this is the whole therapy. Like, I just, you know, if I described, like, I didn't do the movement, but like the just really connecting your right foot to the ground. So that's the Yehuda. What I'm doing this month, you know, is just doing opening exercises for the heart. I use certain movements, you know, meridian movements, but, you know, whatever terminology we want to use, and just to really, as a group, do certain exercises to go inside your heart and listen to what's really, like, being honest with your feelings, listening what's really going on, listening to what is keeping you in your heart thoughts, in your heartfelt thoughts and your feelings that are separating you from your being with Hashem fully, what shadows are still there, and we go through a whole process with that. And so we do these movements, you know, with our heart opening it up, and you can really feel, like, you know, all these different places we have tension in our body. This is just like one little simple movement, or the tapping, but we all do it together to music. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And breathe in and listen to the heart. Like, I always like emphasize dropping the consciousness into the heart. Just like we drop the consciousness into our right leg. We don't get here from here. We hear from there, from the limb itself. So here, this is certain things we do. Also, I do it on the floor. Like, there's a lot of floor exercises. It's hard to do that right now. And just like going like this. But really visualizing the heart and visualizing the other aleph, because that's another layer of creating this new lavush, is like we project the letters that are shayach, that are appropriate for each limb. There's a 12, it's called in Kabbalah, simple letters. So when I do the stomach meditation, we do, not only we rub our stomach, we do different exercises with our stomach. We visualize the letter tzadik on our stomach, because a tzadik ochel lishbo nafsho, a tzadik eats to satisfy his soul. What are we taking? Are we taking in the world gluttonously, or are we taking in from what we need to serve Hashem? So if we put different kavanas, different intentions on these movements, and it's definitely grounding. We emphasize feeling and going into the body and listening to, you know, different sensations and working if there's any pain to work through. It's very grounding. Yeah, it's hard to like give over in one leg, but that's just an example. So with the heart, you know, I would visualize the letter aleph, because the main body, the main torso, has the mother letters, what it's called, the imlet letters, in according to Sefer Yetzirah. So the head is the shin, and the chest and the lungs and the heart is the aleph, and then the womb is the mem. And so, you know, to just focus on the letter aleph, because we're really trying to elevate all the feelings and love in our heart for Hashem. Because then once that's what everything Hashem's giving us is aligning us with Hashem, realigning us. So to really work through the emotions, being real with what they are, being real with what you're dealing with, and then slowly shifting to like a korban, like the levim played the music. It's good to play a lot of music this month, by the way, especially. They accompanied all the korbanos. So all the korbanos was to heal us from our viras, which was created separation between soul and body. So when we're doing these movements, the ultimate vision is to realign through forgiveness to Hashem for all those challenges. We all have these incredible nisayonot and tests in life. It's like horrendous what's going on in Eretz Israel right now and the world for everyone, you know, not to just be exclusive. But so working through these things, peeling away the klipot to get to that pure light of trust and humility, bitachon and anava, that, yeah, Hashem, it's your world and I know you love me and I know that everything I'm going through is because of your love, because you want me to come back to you. And in the end, it'll all make sense. And I trust and I have amuna. That's why we need amuna, because we don't get it. If we got it, we wouldn't need amuna. So all these things to realign the heart, we need into the flesh heart of the pains and the things. So it's a very organic, it's very grounded, believe me. I just talked about Yehida of the soul just for Purim, but like
eventually. I think we're all constantly going in and out of, you know, because you can't just be talking about the physical and the material. That would not be any fun. You also can't just talk about all the fluff and up, you know, the things that are up there, just because sometimes we don't feel the connection to that, you know, in where we are. But I love what you said, get out of your head. Get into your body. This is something that we talk a lot about, because if you can get into your body and feel your body, and I love how you were tapping, just tapping on the different parts of your body, awakening the different limbs and organs, and just being able to touch, you know, it's your body. You get to touch it. You get to right. own it. A lot of times we're not even connected to ourselves because there is, you know, a separation, even just us with ourselves. So allowing ourselves to really connect and really go deep and really allow ourselves to take it all the way in. I love that.
To embrace our bodies, embrace what it's like, you know, I teach women, right? So sometimes, you know, I just like we were lying on the floor, we're doing different exercises and close your eyes, you know, it's just between you and Hashem, and just release all of those lower feminine pains and contractions and stresses, and just let it out and let your body just release it and allow yourself to feel it, you know, to embrace yourself in a modest way of just really creating a healthy relationship with your body without, you know, there's no room for shame. There's no room for, our bodies are beautiful. And they're in this transition to become even more exuberant as we become more of an expression of our soul, which is an expression of Hashem, and bringing that light into the world, which is so desperately needed now.
Yeah. And I think that you just brought up shame, and I want to talk about that a little bit. I think that is the way that our brain throws us into a loop so that we don't get into the higher levels, right? Like be so busy with the shame and the guilt and the weird and the whatever that you're just dealing with that and not go into the next level. So I find that when you can just even just put it aside, you know, if you don't want to deal with the shame, just put it aside for a second and see that there is just an entire world of light calling you to up level and to get over to a different, you know. And then when you revisit shame, you're like, oh, okay, it may still be there, but it's now completely irrelevant because you have grown so much and you have really developed. So I want to just allow, you know, one of the things that I found is sometimes when we think about something too much or we try to heal it and fix it and, you know, oh, I have shame about my body. I don't know what to do, whatever. It's like, put it aside. Don't deal with it. You know, sometimes it's okay to just leave it alone, move on to something else, focus on growth, focus on becoming, focus on, you know, creating light, not even creating, just, you know, turning up the volume on your light. And then when you come back to it, you know, well, don't worry, God will bring it back. He'll, you know, he'll guide you back to what you need to deal with. Mm-hmm. You'll be in a place. You'll be able to contain that, you know, right. And really hold it differently. So I love
think,
that.
I think we're coming to a very important point, conclusion point, is like So ultimately back down to earth clothing, like how we present ourselves in the world, and the, you know, the emphasis on modesty in Jewish law. And it's so beautiful because if we really love and respect our body, if we have to show up in the world, we want people to relate to our soul more than our body. And women, you know, Hashem created us. We're all beautiful in our own way. And men, you know, are men. And also women are women. And so the beauty of dressing modestly isn't for shame. It's for dignity, like to preserve our dignity, that we want to show up in the world as queens or Bat Yisrael, or daughters to the king. And when we allow the more sensual, fleshy types of parts of our being be exposed, it's a kind of a diminishment in who we are in relationship to another and to Hashem also. So it's just wrapping that all up in the clothing, yeah, is this, I think there's a lot misunderstood about this with the Torah's beautiful halachas, protecting women, protecting our dignity, and allowing ourselves to feel our dignity, and also the value in feeling beautiful, and but in this modest way. So it's very deep. I can go very deep into like revelations I had when I had my struggles about covering my hair, whatever, like just that's a whole nother topic, right? But if we really even think of ourselves, start considering ourselves as bodies of light, we want to contain that energy. We want to contain, our bodies have incredible energy. We really, and we're all realizing that. Medicine's realizing more healing. And like, you know, we have to contain that energy. And it's for our own fortitude, our own keeping those powers of our soul contained, because they have to be contained. Otherwise, we're all over the place and that's not healthy, right? So the beauty of halacha, you know, I think needs to be understood more. And that's a whole nother lecture in terms of, you know, the power of clothing and the tikkun of clothing. But I think we went a full circle here.
I love it. I love it because, you know, I love how you brought that all together. When you really know what matters most and what's the main point, which is your soul, and your soul is here and it's contained by a body, and it used to be a light body and it became a skin body, right? Like the same word for leather. It's almost like, you know, we are held in this body so that we have the vehicle to do the things that we need to do here in this world. And that body is designed in a way that can either distract or allow for that containment, right? So if we allow ourselves to just sort of go with the physical and be distracting and sort of distracted, then we lose the point of what it's all about. And a lot of times it will just be the thing that snowballs in the wrong direction, because it just is human nature to, depending on what you're prioritizing, that's the way that you're going to go. And that's the direction that you're going to be led. So I love that you brought up the clothing and modesty and the way that we present ourselves, not from a place of you need to protect and you need to, da, 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 you know, it's like, no, no, no. By the way, there's so much baggage about modesty, and it's just all from misunderstandings and, you know, negative education and all this stuff that we can blame it on. But at the end of the day, you can take responsibility for your own life and own up to your own being and your own modesty and make your own decisions for what you feel is right for you right now. If you're working on expanding yourself and turning up the volume on your light, then you also want to make sure that, like you said, containing it, that you are holding it so that you can really harness it. Because if it's all over the place, it's not being powerful enough for you to do the thing you're here to do. Oh, I love it. This conversation can go on forever, and our time is up, but I have to hold on to it. I love it. Okay.
Thank you so much. Thank you for giving me a space to talk about what I always love to talk about. So it was really nice.
I love it. I love God's orchestrating powers of just bringing people together and how he did this so well. And not only that, we're wearing the same color.
Yeah, I noticed that. Yeah, we're really in tune there. Yeah.
We're both wearing purple, which is such a high level color. And it was the color I felt like wearing this morning. It was so funny when you turned your video on. I was like, oh my gosh, we match. So this is really fun. I'm going to definitely have to bring you back to talk more.
About the colors and the spirit, and you know, and
there you go. I know you're gonna come back to the conversation. So tell everybody how they can find you and where they can find your books and how they can work with you.
Well, I guess one of the best contacts is my email. How do I do that? Do I write it down?
We're going to put it down in the notes, in the show notes, but you can just say it if you want for people to jot it down.
Okay, it's N as in Nechama, S as in Sarah, G as in Gila. So NSGAULA, strudel, or at gmail.com. And I have one website the website is www.covconnect.co.il/12tribes.
Cool. And that's where people can find your book. We're going to make sure to link all that below. So don't worry about it. You'll find it in the show notes or somewhere in the comments. This was fantastic. And thank you to Nechama Sarah Gila for being here. It was an absolute pleasure. Don't forget to come back next week for another amazing episode and to stay connected for real.
Okay, thank you so much.
And that's it. Thank you for listening to the very end. I would love if you can leave a review and subscribe to the podcast. Those are things that tell the algorithm this is a good podcast, and make sure to suggest it to others. Wouldn't it be amazing if more people became more connected for real? And now take a moment and think of someone who might benefit from this episode. Can you share it with them? I am Revetzin Batren Grossman from ConnectedForReal.com. Thank you so much for listening, and don't forget, you can be connected for real.